Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Julia Sweeney is on the phone. Hey, Julia, it's John Williams. You're on WGN. How are you?
Hello. I'm so happy to be here.
I hope you remember me. We did my radio show from the Museum of Broadcast Communications.
Of course I remember you.
At the SNL exhibit, and you were so kind to come over. You've been interviewed a million times. You're a big-time star. There I was, this little guy doing a show, and you were so great on the radio with us.
Thank you. I'll be sure to be much less great today so that it won't compare to our past.
Right. Don't ruin that moment by being nice to me now.
Exactly.
Julia Sweeney was, when she was on with us, just prepping her older and wider show. And
yes.
Nobody had seen it yet. And now you've had a run here in town, and it's wrapping up very soon, next week. Right, Julia?
Yeah, I actually was going to check before I went on the air. I think it's sold out, but yeah, I'm hoping to book. It's been just fantastic. It's been way more successful than I ever imagined. It's been a complete joy.
Look at this. Chris Jones, 3.5 stars in the Chicago Tribune. I talked to Michael Phillips. We were just chatting the other day, and he told me he had seen your show, and he just thought it was so good. And there you were, not even sure about it when we were talking last time.
Well, you never know before you do a show if it's going to take or not. You know, I mean, it's just, there's just so many variables. I mean, there's no way I could ever feel like this is going to be great or anything like that. So I don't know. Yeah, but this one has turned out to be very popular.
How about it? It's running at Second City, and it's supposed to end on the 30th of May, if you can still get tickets. Any chance you will extend it, or they will give you more time at that stage?
I can't extend it there because first of all, I'm moving back to L.A. Well, I'm really moving halftime back to L.A. starting June 9th, and they have other things scheduled. But I definitely will be coming back to Chicago to do it. I don't know where yet. I'm trying to figure that out. But because the response was so much bigger than I expected, I didn't expect for it to be so popular. And now I'm trying to figure out how to... I'll probably come back in like September, October and do it again,
Julia,
but I don't know where yet.
You could do it at John's house.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right. Sounds good.
So tickets will be $37.50, and tip your bartender. That would be me. If you're not up to speed on what we're talking about, of course, you remember Julia Sweeney as Pat from Saturday Night Live.
First of all, I need some protection.
Oh, dear God. Okay, all right.
From underarm wetness. I'm never one to offend. And I need some feminine napkins.
Oh, I am in hell now.
You never know when Aunt Wilma's going to stop by for lunch.
It was a series like that where you're always trying to guess the gender of this androgynous character. And just when you thought, okay, I know it's a male or a female, the language in the next sentence would change and suddenly you're not sure. So
yeah,
that was, for a lot of us, sort of the introduction to you. What is the thrust of this stage show that you're doing now?
I would say my aim was for it to be complete stand-up. And, you know, stand-up usually has very disconnected observations, you know, throughout like an hour of a lot of laughs. I would say what I ended up with was really half stand-up, half comedic monologue, because I would say the first 40 minutes of the show is these sort of disconnected observations, but then I just couldn't help myself. I turned it into a monologue. But it's still a lot of laughs. I mean, my main aim was for it to be a lot of laughs, and it's really about coming to the Chicago area when I got married I got married 10 years ago, and we moved out here to be with Michael, my husband, who has a business in Evanston, and just being kind of an at-home mom, everything that goes with that, and then And then kind of finishing the job and then thinking about what's next. And that's sort of the arc of it.
Yeah. Well, I don't mean to put words in your mouth, but the way you were describing it to us last time, it sounded like it was going to be a little bit of a reckoning for you with coming to great fame and then falling off the fame circuit. And then what's the next chapter?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a big part of it. When I moved here to Wilmette, my daughter was starting third grade, and I didn't really mention my old life to her. I mean, she knew I was an actress, but I didn't really, you know, bring it up. And we're not very pop culture oriented in our house, so there was really no reason to ever bring it up. And then when she was in seventh grade, she realized that I was kind of famous a little bit. And then she found out that I had played Pat, and that's also part of the show, of her kind of realizing that she has a somewhat embarrassing mom, I would say.
Well, you know, last time you were with us once again, you mentioned that Pat was based on someone you knew, more or less, and that person had never really figured it out. Has that changed since we spoke?
No, that will never change. This person will never know.
Well, is this person dead?
No. That's a good guess, though. Well, first of all, it's kind of not fair, because even though this person was the inspiration, it's almost like Pat took on a life of Pat's own. You know, like, it was the initial instinct, but it didn't become exactly who Pat became. So,
right.
I can't imagine this person would ever.
If I came up to Pat and said, hey, you know, that's you, he would go, nah, not so much. He wouldn't be tortured by that fact, because
No.
Fair enough.
No, in fact, I did run into this guy about a year ago. I had a nice chat, me thinking the whole time, wow, you don't realize that you're Pat. And then he was actually very friendly, you know, catching me up on his life. Yeah. And I thought, well, you're very masculine. he's not a questionable gender. It was really the other qualities of Pat, the kind of intrusiveness and the insistence on having, you know, like being in your life and not standing too close. It was all those things that was the beginning of doing Pat. And then when I started doing it, I realized that I couldn't really impersonate a guy that well, and so I kind of came up with a joke about not knowing Pat's gender to kind of make up for my lack of acting ability, and then that became the funny thing. So
who knew? So that was sort of just a mechanism, and now it became the bit. Older and Wider is the hilarious name of the show. It's at Second City. Go to secondcity.com and beg them for tickets to see Julia Sweeney before she leaves town. Nice going, Julia. It was nice to meet you, and you've been very generous with your time and humor with us. And I hope you come back to town and continue the show, do something else, and visit with us in our studio.
I absolutely will. Actually, my husband's going to be here for 2 more years, so we're going to be going back and forth. So I'll be back a lot.
All right. Well, we'll stay in touch, and you can do the show at my house.
Okay, good. That sounds great.
Julia Sweeney at Second City.